What do you think that other politicians can be doing to help make a difference and make their local government a safer place for minority groups and marginalized folks?
When you start talking government and the word government comes up, this big gray cloud settles around their heads. The more comfortable that the existing society structures can make the young people involved with government, the more we can bring them in, the more that we go out into the community and talk to them, the more likely we are to remove that big gray cloud of the government and make people interested and participating and strengthening them when they participate. If we can have everybody thinking about Mary, George, Tom, and Debbie, rather than the government, then you're empowered to pick up the phone and call them. By personalizing our relationships, the more people we know, the more people we greet. And if we could get the young people to vote, then politicians, it's a catch-22, might spend more time with young people.
What are some actions that you think you can take or that you have taken and that others around you should be taking in order to make this environment more inclusive, aside from just the outreach? Because I think that it goes beyond just making that opportunity available to people. I'm thinking about actual anti-racism initiatives. These are the kinds of things that we've seen like calls for in government this year. So I was wondering if you had any sort of response to that or anything you wanted to suggest.
With 25% of our population with the roots in the Punjab, how come Punjabi or a cultural course on South Asia or Punjabi language isn't almost compulsory in our community? How come the kids aren't learning about it? We're moving towards an indigenous portion of our curriculum for the kids, but we've never had that before. You know, that's going to be it. It's going to be education.
We have first past the poll. If we altered that system, do you think we would have more youth participation?
Yeah, one of the reasons I believe that youth don't vote is because they don't think that their vote counts. They can't make a difference. First past the post is a terrible, terrible, terrible electoral system. And it's incredibly discouraging for everybody. So yeah, proportional representation is just desperately needed so that people know that their vote counts, because so many of our votes don't count with first past the post.
Well, thank you.
I had great fun. Thank you both so much.